One way to make sure you feel more joy in your life is not to let your life just run around in your brain. What do I mean? Don't just talk to yourself and make pictures in your head. Do what we've begun to do here as a lifetime process, meaning not only every day looking for a way to improve, but get yourself a hardbound journal and keep a journal each day. Write down what's happened. What did you learn? What did you discover? What did you create? Who did you contribute to? What pain did you have? What happened there in your life that, hey, that woke you up and made you look at things in a new way? When I go to a seminar, I write down the ideas that I learned, so I don't just let them go in my head and disappear. If I read a book and I find something that's useful, I jot it down. If I listen to a tape and there's something great there, I jot it down. If I watch a movie and I get an idea, I jot it down. I've got a place to put my ideas for better living. I call it my textbook for better living. And I've got years and years of them. And fortunately, since I didn't do them on loose leaf binders or on little scraps of paper, they're books in my library. And I can go there and pull them off my shelf and look at the goals I had then. And what I can do is literally trace my growth. You know, sometimes you're so close to yourself, you don't give yourself credit for where you've been and where you are now. It's hard to measure yourself. So what you need to do is have a journal, because then you can look and see how your life has changed. Plus, the great thing about journals is this. Remember what I said earlier. If your life is worth living, it's worth recording. See, if you have a hardbound journal, those things will be around for years. They'll be around after you're gone if they're taken care of. And what that becomes is a gift you can give your children. They can literally go back and see, here's where my dad was, or your grandchildren. Here's where grandpa was. Here's where he was in his life. And here's what he was thinking. Here's what he's feeling. And they can learn by your experience. They can learn and feel a connection with you even when you're gone. What a nice gift. So my challenge to you is, make sure every day you're learning. Make sure every day you're recording what you're learning. Make sure every day you're acting on what you're learning. Walk your talk. Don't make your life just livable. Make it memorable. Remember a couple of key ideas. Number one, remember you can change anything you want to change immediately. All you have to do is follow those four steps. One, decide what it is that you really want. Don't get caught up in the problem. Decide what do you want. Focus on that. Two, get a plan. The best way to get a plan is to immediately find somebody to model. Think of somebody who's already gotten the result, find out what they do, or the best of your ability, create the plan right now. Step three, don't wait a day. Take action. Use your personal power. Follow through. Don't let a day go by. When you set a goal, when you make a decision, make sure that you don't leave the sight of that decision without taking some kind of action that moves you towards achieving your goal. And finally, four, be flexible. Constantly notice whether what you're doing is working or not. Don't get stuck in one path or one approach. And if you discover that what you're trying isn't working, change your approach. Just keep changing and you'll eventually get exactly what you want. Not only can you change anything in your life, but if you really want to master your life, there are also four key elements. And those elements are, for life mastery, one, you must master your own mental and emotional states. In other words, I want you to remember that success does not mean you're going to have happiness or joy in your life. That the only thing that determines whether you're happy or joyful is your ability to manage yourself emotionally. And the challenge that people fall into in life is they forget where they were. You know, we start to succeed and pretty soon we have a new standard for judging ourselves. We have a new standard for where we need to be emotionally in our confidence, a new standard for where we need to be in our relationships, a new standard for where we need to be economically. For example, I have a friend who the other day I was talking to on the phone is extremely successful in virtually every way, mentally, emotionally, socially, spiritually, and financially. Extremely wealthy, multimillionaire who lives very well. And I was talking to him the other day, and he said, yeah, I got this project going. He says, looks like I might finally have the breakthrough. He said, I can stop living like a dog. And I thought, stop living like a dog? I said, what, are you kidding me? And he started laughing. He said, gosh, he said, yeah, I guess I kind of lost perspective, huh? I said, I guess so. See, one of the challenges in life is to really learn to manage your emotions, to put things in perspective, to not blow things out of proportion, to know that no matter whatever happens to you, that you absolutely determine how you're going to feel, that you're in charge. See, that's critical. And you've learned in these tapes all kinds of ways to manage your states, from basic things like changing your physiology, your breathing, your facial expressions, your gestures, to changing your mental focus, to asking questions. You've got a whole series of technologies for controlling this. So there's no doubt you can do it. Am I right about that? And if not, go back and listen to those tapes and master it till you know you can go from being frustrated to fascinated. From being overwhelmed to being able to relax and take effective action. All you gotta do is practice these things. And some of these things are new for you, I understand that. But the way we get good at anything is do it a few times. So go back and do it over and over again. You weren't very good the first time you tied your shoes either. But once you practice, once you can master your states, you now have real power in your life to master your life. Lesson two, once you know how to master your states, now you got to get yourself to do it. And so the second key is you need to develop compelling reasons to master your states on an ongoing basis. What I mean by that is lots of people learn finally how to manage their own states. They don't need drugs, they don't need alcohol, they don't need food. They've learned to be in charge, but sometimes they still won't use it. Have you ever done that during the last 26 days? Hey, listen, I still do at times. But what you gotta do is have something you come back to. You gotta have strong enough reasons to continually manage yourself. Otherwise, it's easy to get caught up in frustration or anger or self-pity and not use what you know. Hey, I got involved in this kind of career years ago by going to work for a personal development speaker. The reason is I heard this man speak and I thought to myself, hey, the things he's talking about, for my life to work, I'd have to live those things. What's the best way to make sure I'm going to live those? And I thought, if I go to work for him and I promote him. Because see, if I promote him, I'm going to have to walk my talk. I'm going to have to make sure that the things that he says, I'm living by. Otherwise, when I'm trying to persuade somebody else to go do these things, they're going to look at me and say, what are you talking about? Take a look at you. So they're going to be looking for a crack on my armor. Most people are looking for excuse not to really go for it. So they'll try and pick you apart. So I had to really work hard. I gave myself a series of reasons that would make me do this stuff, that would make me apply myself. Now, I'm not perfect, but I've worked hard to make sure that I consistently walk my talk and people know it. All they have to do is check out my life and they can see it. So the bottom line is you got to find compelling reasons for you. You've got to get strong enough goals. Again, people tell me often, well, gosh, I guess I'm just lazy. I'm not applying all this stuff. You're not lazy. If you're not applying things, it's because you have infinite goals. You need something stronger, something that'll drive you, something that'll compel you. That's why in this program, one of those first assignments you're going to do today is to develop those four top one-year goals, and you're going to know why you're going for them. The why is the drive behind human behavior. So you got to know why. You got to have compelling reasons so that every day you go for it. Part of what we teach people in our Date with Destiny program is to create a code of conduct. What that is a set of goals for how you're going to be every day, the kinds of emotional states you're going to be in. You're going to be friendly. You're going to be outgoing. You're going to be loving. You're going to be impeccable. You're going to be powerful. You're going to be strong. You're going to be confident. So you don't just have goals of achieving a bunch of money or being best in your company. You have goals of how you're going to feel and how you're going to live. Because by the way, if you're being friendly and outgoing and passionate and disciplined and powerful and effective and you're contributing to people, if you're living in those kinds of states every single day, you're going to achieve all that you want. Does that make sense? So you might want to develop for yourself a set of goals of how you're going to be every day. You got to develop why you're doing all these things in your life. What is the purpose of your life? What are you going for? What's going to drive you to really go for it when things get tough, when things get frustrating, when it rains on your parade, when you do everything right and it still turns up wrong? What's going to make you still manage your state? What's going to make you manage your state when it's unfair? See, you got to come up with those answers in advance. Otherwise, you'll miss out on life mastery.